Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brett Reed, the man himself. Hey, Reedy.
Must be on international duties, Tony. No, it's international break, so no football this week, Reedy?
No, I'm actually at the team, the breakup for the Barcelona the Beaches, the team.
Ah.
Just having a quiet barbecue around the pool. Kids deserve it. What a year. Very proud of them. Anyway.
Of course you are.
The older kids were not having anything for them.
No.
just a walk of shame through Lambie at some point.
And they got into pre-season already?
Sand dunes. They've got some sand dunes coming their way. Don't worry. Do not worry.
Surely the coach has got to be under pressure.
Well, maybe. About time I maybe start. If I concentrate on these young kids, let the older kids go, yeah, maybe. It's probably not a bad thought.
Brownie in our last segment just said you can't polish a turd, so maybe that's the case with
the shot of the coach or the players.
That's what they say to me in makeup every time at Fox Sports.
yeah, join the club.
All right, why are we talking about Michael Jennings? Not a great way to start the day.
No, pretty ordinary way to start the day, wasn't it? Ordinary for Brad Arthur. I mean, I feel for Brad because you look at that team in recent weeks, they've been getting sort of smashed around the edges, and he's probably their best defensive outside back. So they've got some really serious problems now, and obviously Jenko's got bigger issues than how Parramatta go tonight. And I think it caught us all off guard because, I mean, those of us who've dealt with him over the years, he's a pretty responsible, always seemed a pretty responsible level-headed guy. You know, he's a family man, he's got kids, and I think he's been shocked by it. He had SADA officials at his door at 6 a.m. this morning, came around to confiscate his phone and his mobile phone, his computer. So it's all happening pretty quickly, which is in pretty stark contrast to the way the Seguiaro and the Bronson Cherry things have unfolded. This one's unfolded really quickly, and hopefully he gets a resolution of some kind because he's facing obviously a 4-year ban as it stands.
So, like Androl, as we know, Shayna Jack, of course, she was banned for allegedly using the same substance.
And James Seguiaro is the other one who's the same substance as well. Obviously, he had his hearing on October 1. He's obviously got, he's got 20 days now until he gets a judgment, because basically after the hearing, they then get 10 days each, both him and the prosecution get 10 days to make some submissions backing their case. So he should hear by the end of October what happens with him. So that'll be an interesting test case for Michael Jennings, because obviously same substance, and as I understand it, Jenko's said this hasn't happened, or haven't taken this. I don't know how this has got in my system. So I think we're probably going to head down the same path. So Seguiaro might give us some indication or some pointer as to how successful Michael Jennings may be down the track.
What's his defence? What's Seguiaro's defence? What's he saying?
Well, I don't know, Brownie, but there will be. He's going to put a statement out at some point today, I'm told. So I imagine we'll get something in that. I don't think we'll get the full story, because at the moment, from what I'm told, he's saying, I don't know how this happened. So we're probably not going to get a genuine indication of what his case might be at this stage.
Right, sorry, Reedy, because that's the first we've heard of that here this afternoon. So Michael Jennings is actually saying that he hasn't taken these substances.
From what I'm told, he's saying that, he doesn't know how this has got in his system at the moment. So, he's saying he's innocent and he's done nothing wrong. So that's what I'm told. It's obviously through a third party, but as I said, I expect a statement of Sabo from Michael Jennings on this. So if that is the case, he's going to fight it.
Yeah. Other athletes I know around the world have sheeted these sorts of things homes to tainted supplements that they've been taking, so who knows what is going on there.
How are they administered, Reedy, these supplements? Are they taken orally with injection? I mean, how easy would it be to get something like this wrong?
Well, if you look at the Seguiaro case, I mean, he's argued that it was in a blender that his roommate was using, and the blender was contaminated. So, as I understand, I think it's a powder. A Ligandrol can be taken as a powder and people
and tablet to, as well, like
to smoothies and things like that. So, in the Seguiaro case, he said that basically, and he's got a state a statutory declaration, I think, or a statement from his roommate saying, "Yes, I did use it. It was in the blender," and that's how James Seguiaro ingested it. So, that's the way it can happen, I guess.
All right, let's move north to the Knights and Newcastle. Mitchell Pearce, what's going on there?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting situation with Pearcey, because I spoke to him in the lead up to the... I think we talked about it last weekend, actually, and I said that they basically put talks off till after the finals on his contract. He's got 1 year to go. He's obviously a free agent on November 1. He's had a mixed end of the year, Piercy. I mean, I looked at his stats this week. He's actually missed more tackles than any player in the NRL. And he's actually had his least amount of try assists since, I think, 2009. So he's had a funny old year, and I think there's two schools of thought in Newcastle at the moment. One school of thought is that he looks, you know, he's played 297 games. He's been playing first grade for 13, 14 years now or whatever it is. And there's a view that potentially, you know, maybe his legs have got a bit, there's a bit of juice. There's not much juice left in the tank. The other school of thought is that they just need to find someone to take the pressure off him, because at the end of the year, it was really tough for him. You know, the hook had changed, the 5'8 changed. And to that end, obviously, there's talk that Blake Green might go back there next year rather than go to Canterbury. Blake Green will start, you know, he'll play next year for the Knights and then potentially morph into a coaching job. So I think they're sort of wrestling with what they do with Piercy at the moment, because there was all that talk about tying him down to a contract extension. I think they're going to take their time with him and just sort of play it by ear and see how it unfolds. I'd be surprised if they go out and give him a mega extension on big money, because he's on a huge contract. They had a lot of kickers in it for making the eight and that sort of thing, because they needed him at the time to get him over the hump. And I think at the moment they're going to sit back, wait and see. And I don't think we'll see them move quickly on a Mitchell Pearce contract extension.
Randy, what have you made of Mitchell's performances?
Yeah, he certainly was, as Rudy said, he's probably was a little bit mixed at the back part of the year. But, you know, in my time, apart from the last month of footy when I was with Piercy, I couldn't fault the way he played. Yeah, he played outstanding footy when I was with him. Yeah, he's a terrific player, and I still think he's got plenty of life in him there.
He lost Brayley. Early on in the season, he didn't have a steady six the whole way through. That chopped and changed, and Kalen was pretty patchy with his form throughout the year as well. So, yeah, I think the lump, and you always do with the key playmakers and the highest paid people in the organisation, they always carry a fair bit of weight. But in relation to whether or not he's, you know, going to be good value playing on, I think you need to wait till the people around him are ready to go and he form those combinations, and then you can make a more informed decision.
All right, travelling further north, the Broncos.
Yeah, they're entering a really crucial period, because we've spoken about Kevy and the guys he wants to move on, and obviously those names will be bandied around a week. Joe Ofengawi, Jack Bird, they're free to go. But you know what? On November 1, they've got about six players who entering the last year of their deals, and a lot of them are the guys they want to build the club around, guys like Tommy Dearden and Xavier Coates, those sort of guys. So, you know, I worked it out the other day. It's about $3 million worth of talent they've got to try and lock up. So, as I said, it's been all this talk about who's leaving the Broncos. I think, you know, Kevy's reaching a point where he's got to make some decisions about who he keeps and how much he pays them. And that's going to be crucial in the next 2 or 3 weeks for them.
And finally, some rugby nibbles, really. I mean, what's Jaden Sewer's story?
Well, he's a very committed rugby league man, Jaden Sewer. But it's interesting, he was born in New Zealand. He moved over here when he was two. Dad was a mad All Blacks fan. He grew up an All Blacks fan.
Is he coming to the Warriors, Reedy?
Well, you'd love to have him. He's a November 1 guy too, Brownie. You can make him move. But, you know, he played rugby at school, actually, in that famous Churchy side with Caelan Ponga and Brady Croft, one of the greatest rugby union high school sides I reckon we've ever seen. And I just asked him about his interest in rugby. Now, he's very committed to rugby league at the moment, but he said, look, I'm not ruling it out. But he did say, if I do play rugby, it won't be in New Zealand, it'll be in Australia. So, I don't know, maybe something for, who's the Australian coach now? Dave Rennie?
Dave Rennie, indeed.
Dave to think about.
Oh, come on, Reedy, are you short on stories? I mean, you're leading him down the path, the poor kid. He played a bit of rugby as a kid. He loves the league. I mean, he's about to play in a semi-final. What are you trying to do?
I'm not suggesting he's going.
I think Reedy's looking for a headline.
About it.
Yeah. I'm saying down the track, he said he hasn't ruled it out.
You're throwing Nathan Brown from the Eels in the same boat, I understand. He says he wouldn't mind playing for the Eels.
Reedy, that's...
Well.
You know.
Dylan Brown, that was Dylan Brown.
Dylan Brown,
that's
sorry.
That's low grade from you.
That wasn't me, to be fair.
That's low grade from you. You're better than that, Reedy.
Would you go as far as to say it's grubby journalism?
Mate, to be fair, it was the last item you cut.
We probably could have cut it.
Reedy. Go and have a beer by the pool, Reedy. You've had a great season.
Thanks so much, buddy. We'll catch up again next week.
See you, guys.
There he is, Brett Reed.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app, thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.